Welcome to
Wrinkled
Not Dead.
I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Mike.
We may be over 50, but we're here to prove we're still relevant.
And we have lots of real-world advice on confronting the challenges, but having fun getting older.
We're wrinkled.
Not dead.
Let's do this.
Well, we're so proud to have you with us. This is episode number 89 of Wrinkled Not Dead. I'm Mike Bell.
And I'm Jen Bell.
And you can find us the usual places where you find podcasts, which are growing in number. Have you noticed?
Oh, man, they sure are.
Oh, boy.
The easiest way, too, is we always post the latest episode on Facebook, and we post the link.
Yep.
And you just press it, and there you go. And if you share it with your friends and family, it will help us grow.
Yep. You can find us, of course, on wrinklednotdead.com. All the podcasts are there, but also the wonderful artwork that you find every week is on there, and some extra special little bits too.
Yeah, and we also have a company called Michael Bell Productions.
Yep.
And we do radio and TV advertising, and we do speeches, and we do training for corporate training. You name it, we do it. Check that out too, michaelbell.com. A little bit of self-promotion there.
Well, it's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. And people always say, the young people say, if you don't tell them who you are, how are they going to know how to hire you?
I know. Exactly right. You'd think we would know that by now.
I know.
We've been married for 33 years.
Yes, we have.
And working together for that entire period.
I know.
Anyway, what we learned this week is pretty interesting, I think. The human attention span maxes out at about 10 minutes. Whoever you are.
Wakey, wakey.
Over that, and we tend to revert to daydreaming. Well, now, I don't know about this, because let's face it, if your eye surgeon, we talked about eyes last week, I come in, vegged out after 10 minutes of your surgery and started daydreaming, we would be in serious trouble. So some people really have the ability to hold fast to their stream of consciousness and to attention.
Right. I think if it's something you love and you're very interested in, of course,
you don't
this does
focus.
Not apply. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's an amusing...
So you got to keep it interesting.
I know. Major topic today, Jen, is what?
Mind, body, spirit.
Okay.
And we have a great quote that kind of tells you what it's all about. The body heals with play. The mind heals with laughter. And the spirit heals with joy.
Now, to do this, we have our neighbor... 20 years been neighbors. Anyway, we'll tell you all about this, but he's a fascinating man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and pals, an interview with Lorenzo Torres. Lorenzo Torres, welcome to episode number 89.
Oh, wonderful.
89 of Wrinkled, Not Dead. You've been our neighbor for 20 years, because we've been living here for 20 years, but we have no idea of the depths of your talents and skills, and mostly of your mind, body, spirit ability to be calm. Right, Jen?
Exactly.
That's why we want to talk to you.
Every time I see you, I get this sense of calm and happiness, and I thought our listeners would love to learn how you maintain such a positive, calm, happy attitude.
How old are you, by the way?
I will be 80 in August.
You are well preserved.
You do not look 80, nor do you act 80. You're up before everyone else, and you come back after everyone else.
Surfboard is
you
in
are
there.
Out there surfing and doing things with your hands, building things, gardening. You do everything.
Okay, so you are definitely a positive person. So if you have a secret, what would it be? What would you tell our listeners?
Oh, I think that if I had a secret, which I really don't, it's just a part of living, is that I try to be positive all day. And this the way that I do this is just, treating other people like I'd like to be treated, you know. And I am very fortunate that the people I come in contact with are very positive people, and they have been throughout my life.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that you attract people who are like that?
I think we all do. You know, we all choose those who feel good with us, who have similar energies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And so our topic this week is mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, it's like the rings of the Olympics. You know how they're all intertwined?
Yes.
Mind, body, spirit is an intertwined thing, but we only have three. Whereas the Olympics, where they have six, something like
eight,
that.
12.
and one influences the other, you know. And with the mind and body, there's a physical connection to where your mind is. And if your mind is in a real positive space, it's going to affect your physiology. Conversely, you know, if the mind is not in a good space, it's going to have a physiological effect on your body. And to take this a little farther, when the mind and the body are in sync with one another, the spirit is allowed to flourish, to become expressed. If you don't have all three together, then you're in really a basic funk.
And a basic. What happens, though, do you think, when, like, for example, you're physical, like you're going through some physical ailments? How can you keep your mind and your spirit in a good place?
That's a good question.
Very good question. This is a very difficult thing to answer, because when your body is going through some problems, you know, all you can do is think about those problems.
Okay, yeah, you know? Exactly.
You know, you become very, very focused. Sometimes in dealing with that, as my wife deals with her physical problems, you have to have a secondary source that you go to. Hers is bridge. You know, hers is keeping her mind active, art.
Excellent. Yeah.
But anything to get you out of the space of pain or whatever your problem happens to be, you know, that is paramount.
I find that the hardest thing to overcome at my age, I'm 61, is just feeling like, what's it all about, Alfie? You know, that feeling like I'm 61 and...
Is this all there is?
Is this it, you know? And and that is hard. And a lot of our listeners feel the same way. They've come into financial things that have happened to them and they need to reinvent themselves. But you have so many things that you do on a regular basis. How can you tell people that it's never sort of... Too late. It's not the end.
Well, I don't think that I could really tell them. I could offer some suggestions.
Love it.
And the suggestions in being that, you know, they have to keep involved. They have to keep involved with other people. They have to keep involved with whatever their talents happen to be. You know, this gives them a purpose, a feeling of being needed.
And that's important.
And wanted.
And wanted. There you go. That's the big thing is, when you get older, you feel like you're not wanted anymore because life is going by so quickly with all the young people.
Well, and you mentioned young people. Young people are very, very essential in where we are in our age.
Yes.
You know, we have to keep the contact with them in order for us to feel young. For me personally, I feel that going into a older person's home, you know, the big... buildings and stuff like this. All you are is around other people who are of the same age that run around with walkers and everything, crutches and whatever.
Exactly.
And you tend to emulate who they are. That becomes who you are. You know. And when you're around younger people, vital people, is that you tend to emulate them.
Yes.
You know, so you stay young. Your mind is active. And you have to keep your mind active in order to not fall into the pit of old ageness.
Yes, because it's an easy pit to fall into.
It is. Yeah. You know, again, you know, getting back to being around people of our age, that's the only thing we have to identify with. You know.
Well, now I know that you do.
Let me tell you, because I've been dying about this part. We wrote down some questions for you.
Okay. Yes.
You know, some suggested questions. But we put you down as a well-known masseuse, and you immediately corrected me because there's a big difference about this that was fascinating.
Yeah, very interesting.
Can we know that, just let me frame it up, because we know that you work down at Rancho Valencia, which is a very lovely, lovely spot here in Southern California. And you do this kind of work a few days a week, even though you're almost 80 years old. But masseuse is the wrong term to use, huh?
Masseuse and masseur. Are two words that identify a massage person, but it's generally used in, like in Europe, they use that a lot. It connotates the masseuse is a woman, Masseur is the man.
Got it.
For my particular situation, I am a licensed California massage therapist.
Got it.
You know, and that's the central difference.
And how long have you been doing massage?
Off and on, about over 30 years.
Wow.
You know,
oh my
gosh. I've worked for 10 years in various physical therapy environments, like in hospital, private practice. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing part-time massage during that time, and also now.
And what are the benefits of massage?
It gets you in contact with your body. It gets you into a space that is different from your normal space that you occupy during the day. You know, it allows you to experience your body in a way that you cannot experience it otherwise.
So does it connect you with your body?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you find people often get very emotional when you're performing a massage on them?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, with the clientele that I've worked with now, this happens very rarely. But at other points in my massage career, this happened quite frequently.
Because you have reoccurring clients, and so you've probably worked out a lot of stuff with them through massage.
Not really.
Oh.
Okay. My clientele with Rancho Valencia is the guests come in. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them are, very few of them actually, are people of the neighborhood.
Okay.
A lot of our people, they come in internationally. So, you know, they'll come in once a year, once every 2 years, and I have the privilege of working with them.
That is
so
lovely.
People should know that Rancho Valencia is like a world-class spa and resort, and it's difficult to overstate how beautiful the area is. So it's a really good venue for someone like yourself to be working in massage, because those people are just coming to relax and enjoy themselves and feel better.
Well, also, you know, because of the international view of our clientele,
yeah,
they know. They have had massage throughout the world.
Oh, sure.
You know, so it's really a privilege to work with them. And I state that I'm working with them, not on them, because it's a cooperative effort. They allow me to do what I do, mm-hmm. you know. And there's an exchange of energy with this. Mm-hmm. There's a feeling of safety with this.
That is more. I've had massages throughout my life, and I remember on my 40th birthday, you sent me for a massage.
Yeah.
And this never happened before. I just bawled my eyes out throughout the entire massage. I don't know why. I was young. Everybody I knew was alive. There was no reason. I guess it was just, I don't know. And she was very good, very, very good. But I believe in massage because I believe that it, for me anyways, kind of puts me back on track, gets me more involved in who I am and where I want to go, which is interesting enough.
I think that with massage, I think that it's important to get it regularly, you know, so that you are able to reach those spaces like you did, mm-hmm. you know, more quickly. For a person who does this intermittently, it takes them a while to make the transition from the world outside to the world inside.
Yes.
You know.
Well, that's fascinating. You also believe in meditation, don't you?
I do. That's another way of connecting
with your body. Are they interconnected, in your opinion?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
And it's, the whole thing is interconnected through the breath.
Through your breath. Do you meditate every day?
I think meditation is something that you carry with you every day with whatever you do. You know, walking can be a meditation. Dancing can be a meditation. Sitting at Swami's in their garden, mm-hmm. you know, just listening to the sounds. It could be your meditation. Or you could be standing or sitting at your computer and just stop for a moment. Take a few deep breaths. For at that moment. It could be your meditation. So from my viewpoint, life's a meditation, or it can be a meditation for you.
That's a unique standpoint.
It truly is. So you don't have to set aside 30 minutes in the morning or in the evening to meditate. You can do it throughout the day. And do you do it throughout the day?
I do.
Consciously, do you think right now I really want to meditate?
Well, when you consciously think, I'm going to meditate, you could potentially put up blocks in front of you, keeping you from reaching the space that you would like to reach. To reach that space, you almost have to give up, release, accept. You know, accept the world around you as being chaotic, and that make a conscious decision of not being a part of that chaos.
That is wonderful, just to think about that, because the world...
gives me the chills.
It does, because the world is moving so fast with the internet and everything that's going on. I almost don't recognize it sometimes.
Well, it's hard to recognize coming from where we came from, you know. But the thing is, for me, is not to buy in to the chaos out there and a lot of the changes that can cause stress in me, you know.
I'm interested in your position or your feelings about social media, the stuff that's, you know, it's so prevalent these days, and the Snapchat and the Facebook and the this and that. How do you feel about those?
I'm not engaged in that. I'm from the old school. Mm-hmm. You know, I could barely operate my contacts and my email. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I realized that it's a necessity. And along with this necessity in today's modern life comes the necessity of us being able to separate from that on a regular basis. You know, if you're stuck in front of a computer all day at your work, you need to be able to, during that time, to set back and to take a few moments of respite on a regular basis. Shake out. Breathe. You know, kind of change your energy. Because being there, you lock yourself up. You lock yourself up physiologically, low back, upper back, neck, shoulders, hands. Carpal tunnels waiting to happen for you. It's necessary that you be able to take these breaks. And that, again, that's part of your meditation too.
I think we have a lot of young listeners because they say, we want to hear where you've been so we can learn. And for us, the internet and all that is, you know, more or less fairly new, and we do embrace it. But we had more outdoor time when we were younger. We had more being in the moment when we were younger because we didn't have all these distractions. Mm. And I think what you're telling people to is just get back into the world, the actual physical world.
Yes. And you have to do this little by little, getting back there, you know. And I think overall, my feeling, to quote a man that I once knew, Dr. Paul Brenner. Mm-hmm. He was a physician here in San Diego. He had this little book that he wrote, and he says, life's a question of balance. And it is. You know, you have to balance the stuff that's going on technologically of life out there with the inner life that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, And not only the physical part of it, but also the mental and the spiritual part of it.
Very important.
Everything.
For our older listeners, when they say, I'm too old to try anything new, what would you say to them? Because you surf, you build things, you do massage. I mean, you're doing...
Cycling, I think, is in there somewhere.
You cycle? I mean, you're almost 80. And you're doing all these young people's sports.
Well, I think for me, it's very important for me to be active, to do things, to create things. And it has nothing to do with age. You know, I see young people, 30, even 20, that are old because they become old mentally. They've stopped growing even at that young age.
And why would that be, do you think? They just haven't had the guidance?
It's not only guidance. It's also the people that you're around. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I've been very, very fortunate throughout my life in many aspects. Physically, the relationships that I have had. I had the pleasure of becoming a cosmetologist and working in La Jolla for a number of years, which I dovetailed my my surfing with doing hair.
Wow.
Also, what was really important was that I did a lot of professors and people from the university, mm-hmm. you know, and people who also have traveled the world. Mm-hmm. That has influenced to where I am today, as well as raising kids, you know, being married for years, living in a rock house out in Ramona.
Wow.
You know, but whatever has transpired for me during my lifetime has allowed me to adopt my philosophy of life, which is, you know, hang loose, you know. Don't sweat the small stuff. I am fortunate that I have a great woman in my life that's very supportive, great family that is also supportive, and great friends, as you are.
I don't know what more you could say, except where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully alive. You know, hopefully alive.
You will be.
In 2 years, I may retire.
Okay. What?
I
we'll
may.
See.
Well, you never know. You know, come 2 years, when I'm 82, I may decide, well, as long as Rancho Valencia will have me, I'll, you know, plug along.
Because basically, if you do what you love, you're not working.
No, I don't work. You know, I chit-chat.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what I do, I like interacting with people. I like interacting with young people.
Our friend Gail Gordon, he was Mr. Mooney in the Lucy Show. He worked until he was 87 years old.
That's right.
And we asked him, you know, why do you keep working? And he said, work? I don't work. When you love what you do, you don't work. Yeah. So you, every moment you're living.
Yes, you're living fully.
Living fully.
Lorenzo, you are not only a wonderful neighbor, you're an awesome individual and a wonderful person. And this interview has been too long in coming. We're delighted to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
And good luck there to all of you out there. And remember, you're never too old to learn.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, what a nice way to end the interview. I didn't even think of that.
Namaste.
Yeah, I know.
Lorenzo, you are wonderful. Every time I'm with you, you make me feel happy, safe, and hopeful.
Hmm. Those are three nice things to feel. I'm glad. So we have you found like a gem of a factoids here on the whole idea of mind, body, and
yeah.
spirit, didn't
and,
you?
And basically, Lorenzo, you touched on everything. But,
yeah.
Just to go into
a different twist on
yeah,
each of them, too.
Exactly.
Huh? Okay.
We all have the mind-body connection. Whether consciously aware of it or not, each of us experiences a mind-body connection every day of our lives. Examples? Mouth-watering over a delicious-looking dessert.
Okay.
Or nervous butterflies in your stomach before speaking in public or running a race.
Gee, that's never happened to us.
Exactly. Before going. And most of us have experienced at some point something like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes a mind-body connection can produce negative outcomes, like failing to meet athletic, academic, or professional goals due to fear that we've only created in our minds.
I've had that happen. Choked.
Absolutely.
I actually choked in a performance of a play. I've told you about this before. I think we had it on the show before.
Yes.
I was in a play, and I just stopped. My brain seized up, and I was dead in the water until one of my favorite actors of all time saved me. It was Gail Gordon. Just picked up on it and let me figure it out. But
yeah.
it was the most terrifying second I had in my life.
Your mind is powerful.
Yeah. In other words, in fact, extrapolating on that, if we're constantly thinking negative, self-destructive thoughts, our bodies will follow suit. Emotional and mental imbalance can start with something like stress-induced headaches or tight shoulders, sore back, upper back, unhealthy weight gain, insomnia, high blood pressure, all those bad, horrible things. On the other hand, it can make for all the difference positively in the world as well.
Yeah, it says we can make ourselves sick and we can make ourselves well.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I'll read it here because this is so interesting.
I know
studies
you love this
show
one.
Our coping mechanisms are ways that we handle stress directly correlate to how we deal with serious illness. They even say including cancer. So chronic stress affects the body in a terrible negative way. Over long periods of time, long-term stress can make us more susceptible to diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, and infections.
Oh, my gosh. So, let's go backwards on this. We also have a body-mind connection. Okay?
Right.
Here's an example of body-mind reactions, like the flu. Okay? You get the flu, more than likely, and I've experienced this, I bet almost everybody listening has, more than likely, a person starts to feel out of sorts mentally the day or even a few days before the body exposes the usual suspects, the sore throat, the nasal congestion, all other common physical symptoms. On the flip side, body-mind connection is incredibly positive, whether it's the endorphins produced after exercise, which we all love, or stress relief during a massage, which Lorenzo does.
Mm-hmm.
In the physical posture, this was cool. I don't do this, so I'll have to ask some of our listeners to contribute on this. Some of the physical postures of yoga also produce certain mental states. Isn't that cool?
It is. It's amazing. We've got to get somebody on this show that teaches yoga. If you know of anyone, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, it goes back to the old saying, we are what we eat. Food is very important. It says every single morsel or liquid passing through our lips has some sort of effect on our brains.
Mm-hmm.
Our nutritional intake every day has a huge impact, both negative and positive. How we feel is mostly to chemical serotonin. We've heard a lot about serotonin.
I know.
In a nutshell, when serotonin levels are high, we're happier. When they're low, we're depressed. So, eating too many carbs and sugar can decrease sensitivity to serotonin, which will lead to bad moods and obviously obesity. So to balance the serotonin levels, eat protein, especially before eating carbs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Instead of eating a sugary pick-me-up midday, go for a snack that's high in protein to keep the mood positive and avoid a crash later, like almonds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Almonds
are
great. So avoid the colas, stuff that does help you temporarily. Right?
Yeah. And but I always want to go for chocolate chips or, my usual chocolate.
The usual suspects.
But if I can just get away from that and just eat the almonds, I'll feel better.
I know. I love almonds, though. And so do you. So thank goodness. Here's the weird thing. Regular sleep. Oh, yeah. People are going to say, what? Of course. Obvious. Regular sleep. But regular. And I'm going to point to something that we got as a holiday gift this year, the Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, one of the options on the app was setting your time for sleep.
Correct.
So the idea here, without sleep, of course, our brain goes bonk anyhow. But it's important to keep a consistent sleeping pattern in order to keep the mind and the body healthy. So that's why the app had this thing, and I didn't really follow it. Okay, go to sleep at 10 o'clock. Get up at 8 o'clock or whatever, and it charts your progress that way to show you that you are varying from your sleep pattern, which is not good.
Yeah, and it also shows you your REM sleep, your deep sleep, light sleep, which is very
interesting. That was a lot of fun. But this other part of the thing about how many hours you're sleeping made a big difference, I guess, makes a big difference.
Well, and one thing Lorenzo talked to us after we were off mic is he always seems to have so much energy. And I said, do you need to sleep much? And he said, well, this is what's interesting is when I'm, happy and I'm busy, I don't need a lot of sleep. But when I'm not as busy, I tend to sleep more. And I just thought that was so interesting. He said sometimes he can go with 4 or 5 hours sleep and sometimes he needs a lot more.
He was very, very definite about that,
he
too.
He really was. It was actually what was going on in his life where he needed the sleep. He didn't have, like me, I tend to need 7 or 8 hours of sleep. But there's other people I know. A friend of mine, Kim, needs 3 or 4 hours.
I can't believe that. I mean, seriously, I couldn't. I'm like you. I'm about the same amount of sleep as you're describing. But I just don't get how people have that kind of energy to have just 3 or 4 hours. It's beyond my scope of comprehension.
Yeah, they talk about when you're depressed, you sleep more because your serotonin level is down. But we're talking about just regular everyday stuff. And lastly, they talk about meditation. And we also want to do a show on meditation. So before I go into this, anybody listening, know of someone, or if you teach meditation yourself, please let us know. We'd love to have the person on the show.
Well, you can get hold of me. I'll give you my private email address. It's so easy to remember, that's why. Michael@michaelbell.com. MichaelBell.com.
Because meditation, they say, according to the American Heart Association, shows that it actually reduces a lot of anxiety and stress and depression. It slows the body and mind down so it's running at the same pace.
Hmm.
And that is what you need to do. They say meditating for about 15 minutes daily can help everyone stay centered and calm throughout the day. Now, Lorenzo said that he meditates little bits throughout the day, and that's okay too.
I know. That was one of the most fascinating parts of the interview to me, is that it doesn't really have to be organized in his mind. He could be meditating. He was even saying that people could be meditating while looking at their computer
on their
screen.
Computer.
Yeah, I know. That was cool.
They say becoming aware of tension and anxiety and connecting to the breath, the mind will relax and the body will too. So just take a few minutes out of a stressful day, breathe quietly, like Lorenzo said.
He did that well on camera.
He did. I started relaxing with him. But breathe and everything falls into place.
I know. Well, isn't it fascinating how somebody's personal perspective on this, like speaking of Lorenzo again, but it's his show, so why not, made a big difference when we have all of this evidence and all of these facts and everything else, and then he comes along and adds an entirely different layer to it that makes infinite sense as well.
Well, these are things we're reading from observations and from articles.
Right.
Lorenzo is living it every single day, and he tells from his perspective practically how he does it all.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. How about a health minute? Now, it would make sense for us to have a health minute that had something to do with mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely.
All right. So you get the theme here, folks? I hope you're enjoying it. All right. So I'll start this one off.
Excellent.
Body. I am disciplined and strong. Mm-hmm. Now, tips to have that happen. Drink water. Stay active. Progress over perfection. Or progress over perfection.
Yeah, so don't strive for perfection. Just go for it.
Yeah, one bit at a time, I guess is the point, huh? Okay, essential oils for that. And there are a lot of people believe in this, too.
I do.
Lavender, peppermint, a couple others.
Oh, nice.
Lavender in particular, I love.
And you know, it does relax you.
Oh, yeah, we spray it on the pillow and stuff.
Yeah, we do.
It's good. The dogs love it, too.
So for mind, I am enough, I have enough, and I'm doing enough. I accept myself and my life fully right now.
Okay.
So that's the mindset for the mind.
Okay.
Tips, read a good book, journal, write a daily journal, meditate, and get active. Even if it's going outside and walking. They say if you walk for 30 minutes a day, it'll change everything. That's all you need to do.
Well.
And essential oils again, peppermint, lavender, but listen to this. Lemon and orange.
Oh. Well, that's...
I know.
That's something. All right. Spirit. I honor my spirit and trust my vibes.
I like that. No, I like that.
No. Why? Come on. I honor... Yeah, well, you know what? We do have pretty good instincts. I think that's fair enough. Tips on that. Again, here it is. Meditate. Be grateful. Heard that a lot. And think positive. Well, those are tips. Those are the truth. And essential oils, frankincense, which is do you like frankincense?
It's an odd scent. A friend of ours was given it at Christmas time.
I remember.
And it's an odd scent.
Well, also.
Old scent.
It's a very old scent. It reminds, as soon as I say the word frankincense, I brought back to being an altar boy.
Yeah.
Because we burnt this stuff.
Yeah.
And you never get that out of your head, the smell of frankincense burning. Lavender, again, so that's a big one. Cedarwood, which I love. And this one, I don't know, bergamot?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
But there it is.
There it is. Okay, good. Bergamot it is.
So I have a fun fact.
Yeah?
This is so interesting. When telling a true story, people tend to make a lot of hand gestures. When telling a lie, the tendency is to remain still.
Oh. Huh. Really?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I guess you get all stiff.
I guess you get stiff, and when you're telling a lie, you're trying to think so hard that you're not able to gesture.
Hmm.
And maybe when you're gesturing, you're reliving something, too.
Well, that's true.
Well, thank God I use my hands all the time.
Well, everybody's heard about those you know, the telltales, like mm-hmm. the looking down or up to,
right.
to the left or to
right.
the right, but I've never heard this one. So
it's interesting.
It's cool. It's very interesting. Okay, so time off. I don't know. You have the story on this one because it was so, I was at home because it was a gal's event, but go ahead, tell the story.
Yeah, time off. We're always trying to run in and not run into our neighbors.
Yeah, we live in a development.
We do.
You know, your time
and
is, you
know. Not that we don't want to be friends with our neighbors, but we want to give them their space. We want our space. But our neighbor across the street, Pat, hello, Pat, wonderful lady. She invited her immediate neighbors, the ladies, over for an impromptu
gathering.
Glass of wine, gathering,
whatever.
A cup of tea or whatever. And we all came over, and it was unbelievable. I had a great time. I wasn't going to go because I'm still
recovering
from eye
I don't know how you're doing the show, to be honest with you.
And but I went, and I had the best time, and I learned so much about my neighbors and became so close, even after the 20 years of having the same neighbors.
Yeah.
So I guess the thing is sometimes we're looking far afield for a time off when it's right next door.
Yeah. You did have a great time. You came back all bubbly and even with your eye. So that is great. Remember when. Now, this is important because as we are recording this, there is snow in Rome.
In Rome.
At the Vatican.
In England. All across
all
places
over
in London.
The place.
A lot of snow in Canada. And today, there was snow in California.
Or snow in our local mountains. To the 6 or 8 inches and just up the
And
the
Lorelei,
road.
Hi Lorelei, she's a listener. She looked out her window at work. I don't know where she works.
Yeah.
And there was a light dusting of snow.
Huh. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Don't hear that very often down
here. You don't.
But I'll tell you one thing. There'll be a lot of folks headed up to Julian, which is up in our local mountains, to go and bring their kids and have fun in the snow. So it brings about the question, what is your best memory of snow?
I have one.
I know you do.
It's so stupid. Do you guys remember the flying saucer? It was an aluminum round disc that you sat on and you went down a small hill or a big hill when there was snow. And because it was aluminum and it was round, man, this thing went so fast.
It made a toboggan look like a dinosaur.
It did. It made a toboggan and it was lightweight. It was inexpensive. I think my mom and dad bought them at Kmart or whatever. And we had a ball. We could go down the smallest hill so fast.
I know.
And I looked them up and they're online now, but they're in plastic. And I bet you they're not as fast as the aluminum ones.
Well, how many kids did you know smacked into a tree?
Oh, yeah.
Those things, because they were so fast and they're so hard to control as well. I mean, in a toboggan, at least you got a fighting chance. On the doggone flying saucer, you were toast if you were into the trees.
You know, a lot of toys from our childhood were very
so
dangerous.
I know.
I'm surprised we're standing.
Well, my experience is much more subtle and less courageous than yours. Put it this way. When I remember one night returning to boarding school with another classmate, and boarding school was a considerable distance, a good, healthy walk away from sort of civilization. It was off into the bush and all this kind of stuff, and there was the place all by itself. So anyway, I have a feeling some beer was involved. Nonetheless, the snow had this unworldly sound to it. It was like, and I've lived in snow a long time, a crust that was just like an amazing, amazing sensation all by itself, the sound of the crunch in the snow. But halfway back to the boarding school, the Aurora Borealis popped out in all of its, I have never before and never since seen it so dramatic, but the Northern Lights were spectacular. There was no other sound except the crunch of the snow and the beautiful vision of all those colors floating in the sky. It was magic.
I can just smell it, see it, hear it right now.
That's great. I'm glad. Okay, so I have a quote because you have two that you hogged for the end. All right. And here's a guy who actually is a local, Deepak Chopra once said, "When mind, body, and spirit are in harmony, happiness is the natural result." Pretty simple, but pretty true.
That's Lorenzo.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Yep.
And I have two.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Health is a state of complete harmony of the mind, body, and spirit. Be the energy you want to attract, because we're all in this together.